Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Chala Perik Beis Mishnah Zayin. Shira Chala Echad Me Esrim Vaba. How much Chala do I have to give? What do you mean? We just said in the last Mishnah. If I have a dough of 5-quarter calves, I have to give Chala. No. In the last Mishnah, we learned how much flour I have to have in order that there's a chiyuv for me to separate Chala and give to the Kayan. But when I separate Chala and I give it to the Kayan, how big does that piece of challah have to be? So here the Mishnah is giving us the shear. Shear ha-challah is echad me'esim v'arba. 1/24th of the dough. A balabas doesn't make a very big dough. And if it'll be less than a 24th, it'll be a 25th, a 26th, and so on. It's not really a gift to the kayin. The Torah says titnu. It has to be kedei nesina. It has to be enough of an amount that that's called giving. So you tell me the shear of a 24th is only for a private person, but other people have different shiurim? Yes, let's see the Mishnah. Ha'isa isa la'atzmi. If someone makes a small amount of dough for himself, or ha'isa la'mishta benayit, even a larger dough for his sons, chasin asuda. So the shear is, like we said, echad mi esrim v'arba, 1/24th of the dough. Aye, for the chasin asuda, a 24th would be much more, because l'chayr it's a much bigger challah. But Chazal didn't differentiate, as long as it's a private person doing it, the shear is the 24th. However, Nachtam, a baker, Shu'aisalim Kerbashik, who makes a dough to sell it in the marketplace. V'cheina Isha Shu'aisalim Kerbashik, also if a woman makes a dough, but she doesn't make it for her family, she makes it to sell. So these are much larger doughs. Although the woman's dough is not going to be as large as the baker's dough. But Lamaisa here too, Chazal didn't differentiate. They said if you're making it commercially to sell, the shear is echad me'arboyim ushmaina. 1/48th of the dough, a much smaller shear. Because if it's a very big dough, even a 48th is also called a significant amount to give. What happens if nitmeis isasa? Let's say this woman was making stan, challah for Shabbos, bread for her family, and her dough became tummy. Shaygeges or Yanusa. Either she was a shayeg, by mistake, let's say she used a keli that was tummy to make the dough. Or Yanusa, or suddenly she became tummy, was nothing she could have done anything about. So the shear is echad me'arboyim ushmaina. Even though she's making it for her house, where normally the shear should be a 24th, she's going to be mafresh only 1/48th. Why? This challah is tummy. Challah that is tummy, like truma that is tummy, cannot be eaten. It has to be burned. So we're not going to make her take off a bigger shear to burn it. However, nitmeis mezida, if the dough became tameh and she's amazed, it wasn't by mistake, then the din is echad me'esim v'arba. No, you're going to take off a 24th. Kedei shalihei chayte nisker. We don't want the chayte, the one who was over the avera, by bemezed, being the time of the dough, to gain because of the avera. In other words, if she didn't, make the dough tameh, she would have to give a much larger amount, a 24th. Now that she made a tameh, she should give less? No. You can't gain by doing an aver. So, we learned in our Mishnah that the shear of challah, how much is the challah that you have to give to the kayin? 1/24th, if you're making it for yourself, even if you're making it for a chasana, where you're making a bigger dough, but if it's for yourself, it has to be a 24th, because the Torah says, give it to the kayin, it has to be at least something chashav enough to be considered giving. However, a baker who's making doughs to sell in the marketplace, even a woman who makes doughs to sell, even though it's not going to be as big as the baker's dough, here we say it could be a 48th, because it's generally a larger dough, so even a 48th would be considered significant enough. Then we learned that if the dough becomes tamei, if it's not her fault, it became tamei. So we're going to say, look, with this challah, the only thing you can do with it, meaning to say the part that you separate, it's like truma that becomes tama, you have to burn it. So to make her take a larger amount to burn, that doesn't have a pshat. So we're going to go with the minimum amount. We'll say just take off a 48th. But if it's her fault, if it's bedafka that it became tama, she knew she was being metamit, we don't say to take off a lesser shear, because we don't want people to gain by their chait. Is it an aveira to make stam food tama? Dough that you know you have to separate challah from? Yes. That would be an aveira to make a tameh, and we don't want her to gain from it.